Hello and welcome to another episode of Timo Fidel Windsurfing Journey podcast. My name is Hello Fidel, and with me I have my sister Thea.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Thea?
I'm fine, but to be honest, I'm a bit sad too because we're leaving soon. So, yeah. How do you feel about it?
Well, to be honest, I've been kind of homesick lately. Like, I don't miss, like, the place home, but I miss, like, my family, my friends, my cat. I really miss my cat. I miss my cat a lot.
You miss your cat a lot? Yeah. I don't miss my cat.
You cannot say that you don't miss your cat.
I'm so sorry, but, like, I'm not that kind of animal person. Like, I'm sorry. I think many people will hate me to say that, but I'm not a really, like, animal person at all. Sorry.
No, but you do feed the cat sometimes.
Yeah, because it's like, actually, it's like running after me and begging me for giving him food. And then I'm like, okay, shut up now. I'm giving you food.
Oh my God, that sounds so cruel. Okay,
I'm sorry,
but
people.
Yeah, to be honest, I feel like I've been on training camp since like 7th of January.
Yeah, you have been a bit longer than me, so I can understand that you're kind of more like homesick. Because before Christmas, when we were traveling, I kind of had the same feeling as you have now, so I do understand how you were doing or how you're feeling, but I'm not there right now. I just want to be here for like a month more.
Yeah, and I know like a lot of people would love to be able to travel now. And I'm still like super grateful that I'm able to travel and to go to Tenerife and train. But at the same time, like, I just miss home. And I think that should be fine. Should be. Yeah,
it's legal.
It's definitely legal. And also, like, I've been home, like, I calculated it. And I've been home, like, 2 months since summer. Not even that.
Yeah, but I'll promise you, when you get home, after 1 week, you want to go back.
Yeah, because at home, it's actually snowing.
Yeah, it's snowing, it's cold, it's dark, it's... you have to go to school, like, be at school.
I really don't like going to school. Like, I feel like I'm done with that, because we're going to the sports school, so we're having one more year than people in our age in school, and I don't know, I'm on my last year now, so, like, all of my friends, they're done, and they're, like, going on with their adult life, and I'm just stuck in high school. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but at the same time, in Norway, I think we go one extra year than, like, most of the other countries in Europe.
Yeah, I think our education is pretty slow.
Yeah, it is, because we start when we're 6, and I guess the other people also do that, but we're, like, our last year is the year you're 19.
Yeah, we're slow learners. That's not illegal, is it?
Yeah, but it would be nice to, like, just be free. But I feel kind of free, actually, because we're doing it in the way we are doing.
Yeah, I'm so, so grateful that we can take time off school, like, as much as I have. Like, I've been to school 2 weeks this semester.
How?
2 weeks? Yeah.
Hello. You have not been at school this year, actually.
No, I think 3 weeks. 3 weeks. Yeah, that's not a lot. So I'm super grateful that we're, like, able to do it. But how do you combine school with traveling? Like, that's a question I get a lot. Should we maybe answer in that?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, for me, it's not... I kind of feel like I have control because I like to, do my own thing in the way I want to do it. Learn thing by myself and, like, in the way I want to learn thing, because I think that in school we're doing lots of stuff that doesn't help me to learn it, so I'd rather just practicing true word practicing for a test, and then I do the test and then, like, I'm done.
Yeah, I think, like, in school, like, we use a lot of different methods to learn so that everyone can learn, but I guess we're doing it more effective and in our own way. So what I do is that I just use the book and I write notes and I learn everything that is in the book. And I only practice towards the tests. So if I have a test in 2 chapters, I'll do those 2 chapters. Not anything more, not anything less. And then I have the test and, yeah, I'm on to the next test.
I feel like it helps a lot, actually. I'm getting better grades this year than I did last year, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like we're using less time in school, and we're doing it more effective, and we're actually learning more.
Yeah, and at the same time, we're able to sail and do what we really want to do with life.
Yeah. But I think it's very important to figure out the way that you like to learn things. Like we're very, like, we just write notes and we just learn them.
Yeah, that's true. But, like, people learn in different ways. So I think if you find your own way to study, then it will be so much more effective.
Definitely. And easier also. But, yeah, you haven't been on training camp that long, so you don't really want to go home, do you?
Not at all. Like, I just made friends here. And I'm so I'm like, and when you make friends when you're like not home, like here for example, mm-hmm. you don't even really know if you're gonna meet them again.
Yeah, that's actually true.
So that's a bit sad.
So. Yeah, I get that. But what is it that you would miss most about Tenerife?
It's actually the trainings, and because you're sailing with other people. So like at home, we're on this fjord, and it's like. As our like us sisters, and then it's like one other dude that's our age, and then it's like just people that's like 60 and more years old. Yeah,
yeah, basically.
So here it's like it's the people we're actually competing with, and you can like compare you to them, and then you can you'll really see that you're getting better. Because
yeah.
we, as sisters, like, we're good training partners, I guess, but we're also at really different levels.
Mm.
Because we have so different sailing stories. Like, I just started, and Tuva have been sailing a lot different things, and you have been sailing your whole life and compete a lot. So, yeah, I think it's nice to be here and with people that maybe closer to, like, on different levels. So we all have someone we can compete with.
Yeah, that's. I think that's very important to have someone who's like, more or less your level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think I always I think I've already forgotten how cold it is at home actually, because it's snowing. Like I saw in the stories today, like it's snowing.
Yeah. Okay, but back home we use more clothes, so. Yeah, it's cold. It's nice that it's warm. But at the same time, I don't feel like that's the biggest problem.
Nah, I guess not.
But I really don't like the rocks and at our home spot.
You don't like the rocks?
No, here it's like the sand beach. It's nice. Okay, I don't like the shore break that probably everyone like already know. But the rocks... I'm like always tripping. I'm holding my equipment and then I go and then I trip in a rock. And then I'm like, you have to swim for like 10 or 20 meters.
To be honest, I like the rocks in our home spot better than the shore break. Like, it's not a problem, the rocks actually, because you don't...
Actually, one time I was like stuck because it was so windy. And then you have like this, the rocks, and it's like you're going... And then I can't stand anymore. Maybe you can because you're a bit taller than me. But I can't, so I have to swim. And then it's suddenly like a rock in front of my feet. And I cannot turn around the foil because it's in the way.
Yeah, you need to swim for a bit. But it's a nice warm-up, no?
Nice warm-up, yeah. I'm like, I think, like, my... I could. That's like a whole training sesh in, like, just going out. And then you have to start the real training.
Okay, so the rocks are the thing that you don't like most about our home.
Yeah. Okay, the rocks, but it's actually a nice place. Because, like, it's nice nature around there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't like the rocks, no.
So that's the one thing that you don't like about home that they yeah. don't have here.
Okay, and it's a bit cold in the water, yeah. I regret a bit of what I told just 2 seconds ago, but the fingers is the thing that's like hurting the most. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, yeah. Okay, I haven't actually had a cold session this year, so I'm gonna look forward to that.
Yeah. Good luck, Helle.
Thanks.
I spent like a month back home with minus 15 degrees. so I feel I'm kind of done with that. But now it's not that cold anymore, I guess.
No, I guess it's, since it's snowing, it's probably plus degrees, I think.
Snowing? I think it's actually like 0 or maybe 2 or 3 degrees.
Yeah, okay, now we're guessing, but okay, hopefully it'll get real warm in a few days when we're home.
You expect Norway to be real warm?
Just a little warmer.
Okay, if you 10 degrees would be like good times.
10 degrees?
That's summer.
Definitely.
Almost. So, yeah. And then I get meet my friends at home. That's actually nice. I'm looking forward for that.
Me too. I have barely seen my friends since summer.
Oh my god, yeah. I actually saw them in like January, but
lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. But it's kind of weird leaving a place like Tenerife and then you don't know if you will see the persons you met here anymore in your entire life.
Yeah, but you will meet most of them in competitions, won't you?
That's true. That's nice, actually.
If there is any competitions this year. Like, competitions are being cancelled and I'm, crying.
Yeah. So it's actually after Corona if I'm going to meet them again.
Well, you'll meet them eventually.
Yeah, probably. I hope so. Yeah, they're nice.
So what is your plan for the season? Which competitions will you do?
I'm planning to go to Worlds in Poland with you and Tuva.
Yay.
Youth Worlds. Mm-hmm. So that I'm looking forward to. And then it's the Junior IQ in Garda.
Yeah.
If that will help happen, I hope so.
Hopefully. And we also have a few regattas in Denmark this spring.
Spring. It's called spring.
It's called spring.
Yeah. So that would be nice, actually. The people in Denmark are also so nice.
Yeah.
I love people and for a rare reason.
What? You?
I like people.
You like people?
Yeah.
I'm more of a like, okay, I like people, but I need a lot of alone time.
I like people, but I kind of like, you know, if you stay with the same people for too long, like if I stay with my sister for too long, we get annoyed. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
But like other people, it's quite exciting because like you're not too much with them, and I like people more better than animals.
Yeah, okay, if you're not too much with them, perfect.
I think I like people like the way you like your cat.
Oh, but I want to be with my cat every hour of the day. That would be perfect.
Yeah, be with different people every hour of the day would also be cool.
Oh my god, okay. I guess you're more people person.
It depends on the person, because persons are so, like, different, everyone. Yeah. But cats also different. You don't want to be with...
Yeah, but my cat...
Yeah, for sure. So it's like, you have to find the right, like, people you're... Yeah. Coming along with.
Yeah, I guess so. Some people are annoying.
Yeah, some people are annoying, some people are so nice, but sometimes I'm annoying and sometimes I'm not annoying, I guess, I hope, but yeah.
Depends.
So I think like people change too.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so if you're going back to Norway, yeah, I actually have been discussing a bit with other people here that's not from Norway, about Norway. So, we all agreed that it's too cold to live in Norway.
Yeah, when I grow up, I will not live in Norway for various reasons.
That's for sure. But we have a really nice, like, system. So we probably have, like, it's a safe country and everything. It's probably the best in that way. We figure it out. But... like, I met people from other countries and I still survive. So I guess it's possible to live in other countries.
No, it's definitely possible to live in other countries. I think, like, definitely. But where would you live?
I really don't know. I just want to live, like, okay, Denmark is already much better because you don't need to take the ferry from Norway to Denmark for then going, like, down in Europe.
Yeah, that's very true. And I like the people in Denmark. Like, I feel like they're so nice, all of them.
Yeah, they're so polite and also, yeah. And you can speak Norwegian with them, so I know the language, and that's nice.
That's really nice. I would live in Denmark. I think it's a nice country.
Yeah. But I'm thinking maybe a bit more central in Europe, it would be more practical.
Like where?
I don't know, just in the middle. I don't have the map in front of me, so I don't know where, but like in the middle, so you can go like everywhere and not have to drive for like 3 days.
Yeah, we should probably know which country is in the middle of Europe, but
is it like around German, maybe middle?
Germany?
Or do you have Germany?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Or do you have to go to France? No, that's not in the middle. I guess maybe Germany is the middle.
Okay, but I would not live in Germany, I think.
Why?
I don't know.
I haven't really been there, actually.
Me neither.
Just been driving through.
Yeah, I've just been driving through, and then I see, like, all the industrial places, and I'm like, nah, not really my thing.
But I've been thinking about it. Okay, we've been on the road. I don't think we can judge the country that much from the road.
Okay, we can definitely not judge the country too much. I don't really know anything about Germany.
As long as they speak English, because I don't know German.
No, I don't know German at all.
Actually, no, I can say my name.
Say your name.
I don't know if I pronounce it the right way.
Say it.
Ich heiße Thea. Is it that?
I have no idea.
Because I'm a bit unsure.
It sounds okay, doesn't it?
I guess so. And I can see one more thing, actually.
Yeah.
Ich liebe dich.
What does that mean?
I don't know if it was that.
Yeah, it was that.
Yeah, it
Didn't
was that.
Didn't Shiva say it?
Yeah. Doesn't that mean like, I like you?
I think so.
I don't
well,
really know.
Do not ask me about that, because I have no idea.
Yeah, so I can live in German for sure. No. Just central in Europe, it would be fine. Because I don't want to live in Spain.
Why?
It's nice, but I don't know if it's safe, kind of.
What do you mean safe?
Like, it's safe and it's nice, but I don't know if, like, how the culture with, like, working systems and all that stuff. And, like, people survive here as well, so it would probably be fine. But then, also, it's a long way back home. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know.
Don't know. But we would not live in Norway.
That's
well, I've actually seen like a lot of van videos lately, and I love the idea of living in your van.
Yes, I actually have been thinking about that for long now. When I have the money, I'll buy a van and I build it with, like, so it is a house where I can live in, and then I can have my equipment there, just like mine equipment, and then you have your own van, and then we can just like
it's perfect.
We
like,
can drive like wherever we want, and we can live in every countries.
We can live in all the country.
Problem solved.
Yes.
But we need to have a job at the same time.
Yeah.
Maybe we need an online job.
Online job. Yeah, but like living in a van looks so nice. Like there is problems. Like where are you going to poo? Like I don't understand that.
That's actually the only problem. But is it like sailboats do have toilets?
Yeah, but you can have toilets. But at the same time, like, then, like, I think it's, like, acid in there and stuff, and it can smell a lot. I don't know. I don't know if I would have my poo just laying around in my van, you know?
Okay, I don't want that too, but you probably find a toilet, like, in a shop or something.
Yeah, but sometimes when I have to poo, I have to poo really bad.
Then I just drive fast.
Oh, my God. No, but I think if van life would be nice. I would definitely want to try it out before I settle down.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm not gonna find like a really like a place to live with like a house or anything before I'm old. Like,
what is old?
Okay, that's a bit it's not that old, but above 30.
Oh my God, I think you offended a lot of people right now, but fine.
I'm sorry, but like 30, 40, you know, really like an adult that could like handle kids.
You want to have kids?
That was not my point. It's just like lots of people over 30 and to 40 have kids and they can handle kids like they're real adults, but I don't want to be an adult before I'm above 30.
No, but I get that. I agree. Like,
I want to be like young and just travel around with my van in my 20s, like whole 20s.
Yeah, Okay, I can't agree on that.
That's my point.
Cool.
Okay, but I think that's it for today, isn't it?
I think I agree on that.
Hope you guys enjoy our gossip. No, it's not gossip.
Our small talk.
Our small talk.
Us talking bullshit to this iPhone.
And I'm sorry if I offended some people. It's not.
You definitely did.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't so everyone who is older than 30, you're old, old, old.
You're not old, old, old. You're just a bit older than me.
Okay, we need to say bye now.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Can you push the button, Tia?
You can do it.
Okay, bye.
That's good, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.